We'd like to begin by reading three portions of Scripture this afternoon. The first one we find in Hebrews chapter 3. We are looking at Moses, the servant of God. And the Word of God testifies of him in Hebrews chapter 3. Let's begin with verse 1. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider Jesus, the apostle and high priest of our confession. He was faithful to him who appointed him, as Moses also was faithful in his house. For this one has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, inasmuch as he who built the house has more honor than the house.
他比摩西范围更配多得荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。For
every house is built by someone, but he who built all things is God.
因为房屋都必有人建造，但建造万物的就是神。And
Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which would be spoken of afterward. But Christ, as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of hope firm to the end.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然敬忠，为要证明将来必传说的事，但基督 为神儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。And
then we want to turn to God's testimony regarding Moses in Numbers chapter 12.
第二处我们要看的是民数记第十二章。
We'll begin at verse 5.
十二章第五节.
Then the Lord came down in the pillar of cloud and stood in the door of the tabernacle and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both went forward.
耶和华在云柱中降临，站在会幕门口，召亚伦和米利安，二人就出来。
Then God said, Hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, the Lord, make myself known to him in a vision, and I speak to him in a dream.
耶和华说，你们且听我的话，你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现，在梦中与他说话。
Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. I speak with him face to face, even plainly, and not in dark sayings. And he sees the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家敬忠的。 我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且必见，他必见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
And then we would like to read some verses from Psalm 90.
然后我们要看的是第三处，在诗篇第90篇。
This psalm is a prayer, a song of Moses, the man of God.
首先是神人摩西写的诗。
We'll just read from verses 13 through 17.
我们要念的是13节到17节。
Return, O Lord, how long? And have compassion on your servants. O satisfy us early with your mercy, that we may rejoice and be glad all our days.
有啊，我们要等到几时呢？求你转回为你的仆人后悔，求你使我们早早保得你的慈爱，好叫我们一生一世欢呼喜乐。
Make us glad according to the days in which you have afflicted us, and the years in which we have seen evil. Let your work appear to your servants, and your glory to their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us, and establish the work of our hands for us. Yes, establish the work of our hands.
Junie.照着你使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐，愿你的作为向你仆人显现，愿你的荣耀向他们子孙显明，愿主我们的神的荣美归于我们身上，愿你坚立我们手所做的功，我们手所做的功愿你坚立。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有点祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that we can come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们的天父，我们实在感谢你，我们今天下午可以来到你的面前，因为我们是借着你的儿子。
Even as we are gathered together, you are doing your work.
当我们聚集在你面前的时候，我们承认是你在我们身上做工。
We bow before you because of the dimension.And glory of your word.
我们在你面前匍匐敬拜，因着你伟大的工作，你工作的荣耀。
We gather together on this important occasion as servants of the living God.
我们今天这样聚集，乃是这一位神的仆人，我们的主。
And as your servants, we pray, speak, Lord.Your servant here.
今天我们这些所有服侍的人，我们向你说，主，求你说话，仆人们静听。
Teach us to walk in your wisdom for our remaining days.
主，求你教我们数算自己的日子，能够得着智慧的心。
Let your work appear to your servants.
让你自己的工作。向你的仆人们来显明。
We pray in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
我们如此祈求，乃是奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We are reading some verses from Psalm 90.
刚刚我们从诗篇九十篇读了一些圣经节。
As we gather as the Lord's servants, we need wisdom.
今天我们都是神的众仆人，我们聚在他面前，我们需要神赐给我们智慧。
You know this famous song of Moses.
诗篇九十篇是一篇很有名的摩西的诗。
We read in verse 12, So teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom.
十二节说，求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
We need wisdom regarding the work of God.
今天我们做神的工需要神的智慧。
Only God can do His work.
因为只有神可以做他自己的工。
But for those servants who have a heart toward Him,
那些仆人们对神有心的人
He would reveal His work.
神就会把他的工作向他们启示。
We see that Moses is called by God, my servant.
我们刚刚读的圣经，你可以看得出来， 摩西被神称为我的仆人。
This is a special term, my servant.
这里有一个特殊的词汇叫做我的仆人。
Many servants we find in the Bible.
在圣经里面我们可以看到很多神的仆人。
But only a few called my servant.
但在众仆人中间很少几位被神称为我的仆人。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕是其中之一。
Job.
约伯。
Jacob.
这个雅各。
David.
大卫。
And Moses were called my servants.
像现在摩西也是其中之一我的仆人。
And they all bore testament to the one who in Isaiah 42 is called my servant.
这些众仆人我们刚刚提的就跟以赛亚书四十二章第一节所提的我的仆人。
Isaiah prophesied of a coming servant. Behold, my servant, in whom I am well pleased.
以赛亚书四十二章是一个预言啊，特别宣告将来要来一位特别的仆人。
Now we need to listen to this servant Moses.
今天我们要来注意看这一位神的仆人摩西。
We know in the scriptures that he has written at least three songs.
在旧约圣经里面，你能够看到摩西起码写过三首诗。
And very interesting, all three songs talk of the work of God.
稀奇的是你在这三首诗里头你能够发现一个共同点都提到神的工作。
Moses in his day saw the work of God.
摩西在他的那个时代里头他实在看见神的工作。
Many of the sons of Israel saw the actions of God, but Moses saw beyond the actions to his ways.
在摩西的时代以色列人都看见了神的作为但是只有摩西能够看出神的工作
And all three of his songs reflect his vision of the work of God
这三首诗都反映出来他对神的工作的一个认识
You remember his first song from Exodus chapter 15
他的第一首诗就是出埃及记十五章
The children had just come through the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's army had been drowned.
在那首诗歌是正发表在以色列人出了埃及，过了红海，法老的全军被那个红海埋在海底。
And Moses sang a song.
然后他就因着这个胜利就唱这首诗。
It was a song of the glorious work of God.
这首诗是反映神工作的荣耀。
Set against the contrast of the enemy's absolute abasement.
他的反差就同时看见仇敌虽然强大但是完全彻底的失败。
Whenever the work of God is seen, it's seen in contrast to man's frailty.
所以每次你看到在圣经里面讲到神的工作的时候他的反差是用人的失败来
So Moses sings, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and rider thrown into the sea.
所以摩西在唱这首诗的时候，他就说：神啊，你的工作是何等的荣耀！你已经把你的仇敌那些兵马都埋在水的底面。
Moses takes no credit for the victory.
摩西并没有因为这个胜利而夺。窃取神的荣耀没有
He says the Lord our God He has gained the victory
他很清楚地宣告这个得胜是属于耶和华的
Who is like unto thee glorious and holy
他说有谁能够像你如此的荣耀如此的得胜
But what was Pharaoh's army
但是你看现在这个法老的全军在哪里呢
Nothing
没有了
In a moment, gone.
就在短暂的很短的时间里面这一个大的军队就没有了
Behold the work of God.
这就是神的荣耀看哪
We also remember he sang a song at the end of his life in Deuteronomy chapter 32.
另外一首诗就是生命记的三十二章
And here he talked about the faithful work of God in contrast to his own people's faithlessness.
在这首诗的里头，你看到一个反差，一面他要申诉神的信实，另一面对称在看到这过去的四十年以色列人是何等的小信，没有信。
He speaks about God, our rock, our fortress. His work is perfect.
他提到我们的神是我们的磐石，是我们的山长。
When he set out the boundaries of the world, he set them up with his people in mind.
他在那里这个创造的他这个地安排他地球的时候，他是以他的子民能够居住为他的设计。
And he bore his children up on eagle's wings.
然后他像一个老鹰一样把他的选民背出来。
When you see the work of God, you see a God of faithfulness.
所以你看到神的工作，你就看到神他是何等的信实。
But the people rebelled.
但是人呢，却背叛他。
They were traitors.
人对神不忠。
They had to be thrown into captivity.
他被神带到被掳之地去。
Behold the work of God.
你可以看见神的工作何等。
And then here we are in Psalm 90, the third psalm.
然后他的第三首诗就是我们刚刚读的第九十篇。
And here we see the eternal work of God contrasted against the transience of His servants.
在这个诗篇里头，一面你看到神工作的永恒性，对照来看到我们这些人做的工是何等的短暂，一下无烟无云。
This is a song sung by his servant Moses.
这首诗是摩西唱出来的。
He's lived a whole lifetime, and he has served God.
他一生都是侍奉神。
And he has seen the work of God.
他在这一生中，他亲眼目睹神是怎样做工的。
What does he see?
他看见什么？
Lord, you have been our dwelling place.Through all generations.
神啊，你世世代代都做我们的居所。
Think about that.
好好想一想。
How far back do you think Moses is thinking?
摩西在回想的时候，他想了多少多远呢？
How long has God been our dwelling?
神成为我们的居所有多长的时间呢？
He has been our dwelling place.
他是我们的居所。
Is he thinking back to Abraham? When Abraham had nowhere except a tent to live in, and yet God was his dwelling place.
他想到他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在这个应许之地搭帐篷度日子，神成为他的居所。
Maybe Moses was thinking back to the life of Jacob, who laid down his head on a stone only to discover.The dwelling place of God.
他可能在往下想到这个雅各在旷野，他用石头做枕头睡在那里的时候，他却发现他能够得到这里是神的殿、神的家的启示。
God has been the dwelling place for His people.
神是他百姓的居所。
And as Moses sees it, He's always been the dwelling place, whether it was in Egypt.Or the wilderness.
对摩西而言，不管他是在埃及也好，他在旷野也好，神一直是他的居所。
Now think about the faithfulness of God.
思想一下神的信实。
Even though the people rebelled, worshipped idols,
虽然他的百姓背叛神，去拜那个金牛犊。
Prove themselves unfaithful to God in so many ways.
在这旷野四十年，多少次对神不忠。
God remains their dwelling place.
即便如此，神耶和华仍然是这些百姓的居所。
But then there's the contrast. Psalm 90 talks about the servant.
在这篇诗里头，你看到一个对照，讲到神的仆人。
Now, what are God's servants like?
那神的仆人什么样子呢？
They seem to be more a hindrance than a help.
你就会发现这些神的仆人非但不能成为神的帮助，常常成为神的拦阻。
They cause endless trouble.
他给神带来许许多多的麻烦。
Listen to what Moses said.
你看摩西怎么说？
Is this a fair estimate of the servants of God?
他的诗反映的对神的仆人的骨架来说是不是公平呢？
We'll just read a few verses.
我们来选几节看。
Verse 7,
第七节。
For we have been consumed by your anger, and by your wrath we are terrified. You've set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your countenance. For all our days have passed away in your wrath, and we finish our years like a sigh.
第七节到第九节，我们因你的怒气而消灭，因你的愤怒而惊慌。你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你的面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下，我们度尽的年岁